Much of central and western England remains underwater after days of heavy rain. It's the worst flooding in 60 years. Tens of thousands of people have no running water or electricity. And the town of Tewkesbury has been cut off since two great rivers, the Avon and the Severn, burst their banks. We're going now to Dawn Harding, the proprietor of The Anchor, which is a pub in the center of Tewkesbury. Welcome to the program.
Hi.
Sounds like you need an anchor to keep from drifting downriver.
We do. We definitely do.
Is the pub above water?
It is. The cellar's not, but the pub is.
So the cellar's full of water, but upstairs is okay, and I assume plenty of very wet people have happened by for a drink.
Yeah. Today we're actually officially closed because we've no water for up to 2 weeks now. What's happened is the main treatment centre has now gone underwater, so we've got sewage floating in the rivers. So we're not able to use the water. We've actually got bowsers and water being delivered to us just for drinking purposes.
But you've had to be closed today.
Yeah, as from today, and we're not sure, you know, it could be up to 2 weeks before anybody gets any water now.
Although if I listen carefully on the phone line, it sounds like there are people in the room.
I've been taking in people who can't get home. They're stranded because the roads are all blocked in night. We are actually an island at the moment. So I've had people staying here. It's dropped from 60 on Friday night. We're literally now down to, you know, anybody who needs it.
When you say that you're an island, I have to say I'm looking at a photograph of Tewkesbury and of this beautiful abbey, a huge 12th century church, gorgeous architecture there, pretty little town, but the neighborhood is underwater. I mean, everything's underwater. I don't see the island, David.
We're definitely cut off from all angles now.
Now, you said that there wasn't enough water for you to open for business. Is there enough water for the people who are staying there?
Yes, they're bringing trucks to deliver us water for us to drink. But obviously, toilets, things like that, you know, we can't shower, can't do the day-to-day running of things.
How's everybody's mood?
Good. Everybody has buckled down. You know, everybody's helping everybody. I've been doing soup and sandwiches for people. There's people taking people in that can't get home. Everybody is just pulling together as a community.
Can you give me an idea of what kind of a community Tewkesbury is when it's not underwater?
We're a very small town. We're well known to be a very friendly town. We have a lot of tourists in the town from all parts of the world. It's just a lovely little community town. And I think this is what's made us all hold together is the fact that we are close-knit.
Were there tourists who got stranded there?
Yes, there's lots and lots. There's cars all left on the roads, the motorways. They just had to abandon them and be put up wherever anybody can help them.
So what's the weather like now?
It's a lovely sunny day, and they're saying it's going to be one of the best days of the week, but we've got rain in for tomorrow.
And, of course, the question is always what's happening upstream as well.
That's correct. Gloucester at the moment is worse now than what we are. It's just reached levels. They're saying it's fell 2 inches short of bursting the banks in Gloucester.
And that's upriver from you, so that water's heading down?
Yes. And also we have the water coming down from Wales. So depending on who gets the most water, Tewkesbury being the lowest lie just tends to catch what's falling down.
Are you saying it could get worse?
If we get any more rain, yes.
Has anybody given you an idea when you might be past this?
At the moment they're saying it's peaked and we're holding our own. We just don't want anybody else's water now.
Yeah, you should put up a sign.
Yeah, no. Yeah, please keep your own water.
Dawn Harding is the proprietor of The Anchor, a pub in the center of Tewkesbury, a town northwest of London, which has been severely affected by floodwaters.